Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Here's an argument that's sometimes made by people in favor of marijuana legalization. It goes like this. If you make pot legal, you'll do something positive about racial disparities in the criminal justice system, because historically, minorities are much more likely to be arrested and sentenced for marijuana possession and sales. So is that true? Well, we can look to Colorado or Washington for answers, but we can also look right here in Massachusetts, because in 2008, the state decriminalized marijuana possession under 1 ounce. So what effect did that have on who gets arrested here? Well, the ACLU of Massachusetts has compiled the numbers and released their findings in a new report today. It's titled The War on Marijuana in Black and White, a Massachusetts Update. Rahsaan Hall is director of the Racial Justice Program for the ACLU of Massachusetts, and he joins us. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Okay, so the state decriminalized pot in 2008. It went into effect in 2009. What did the ACLU find since then? Have there been changes in who gets arrested for possession and sales?
There have been. Overall, I think it's important to note that arrests have gone down, but the disparities in who's getting arrested has gone up. In, I think, 2006, before decriminalization, generally black people were arrested at 2 times the rate of whites. After decriminalization, we looked at stats for 2014, black people are getting arrested at 3 times the rate of white people.
3 times the rate.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to come back to that in just a second, but we do have to acknowledge what you said, that the overall number of arrests have gone down. And gone down by how much?
Offhand, I can't say, but it's a significant decline.
Okay. Because, I mean, most people probably don't have more than an ounce on them if they're interacting with law enforcement.
Right.
Okay. So let's get back to your finding. Is there any, did the ACLU find any reason or come up with any analysis as to why post-decriminalization the disparity seems to actually have gone up amongst those who are arrested for marijuana?
We didn't look to a specific reason. I mean, I think anecdotally we understand that the way that communities of color are policed are problematic. And so in communities where there are high concentrations of people of color, the police tend to be more aggressive. And I think our 2013 Stop and Frisk report showed that as well. Black people make up 24% of the city of Boston's population, but made up 63% of the people who were stopped. So I think the same thing holds true when we look at marijuana arrests. Those communities and those people, particularly black people, are policed more aggressively.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any other, I mean, the report has several findings, lots of numbers compiled in it. What are some of the other more important findings?
I think another thing that's important to note is that youth usage rates have either remained constant or gone down in some instances. And proponents of prohibition have, you know, done a lot of fear mongering, saying that if we decriminalize it or even worse, legalize it, that there's going to be the floodgates opening of young people walking around stoned and crime going up. And those facts just don't bear out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, though, if the racial disparities did not improve, and in fact, I mean, the ACLU says that they've worsened since decriminalization, even if the overall number of arrests have gone down, then what does that tell us about what might happen if Question 4 does pass in Massachusetts and marijuana becomes legal?
Well, there's two things to look at. One, there is a net benefit in the overall reduction of arrests that are happening. Even though there is a disparity, again, the numbers overall are down, and I think that's something that's important. But in regards to the disparity, one of the things that legalization does is it eliminates the suspicion that someone is involved in an illegal or what's called the gray market, mm-hmm. People who are selling marijuana because it's not available anywhere else. You completely eliminate that because people can now go and purchase it at retail places.
I see. Now, the ACLU report report also states that adopting a new regulatory system will remove a significant barrier to racial equality.
So one of the things that is included in the language of the bill is the creation of a cannabis control commission. And one of the responsibilities of that commission is to ensure that communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the war on drugs and prosecution of marijuana offenses would receive some extra consideration or investment and creating opportunities specifically in those communities to kind of undo what's been done in those communities.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, Rasan, because in Colorado and Washington, it seems like there are similar stories being borne out. But there's sort of a wrinkle here because, if I remember correctly, in both states, it's still illegal to smoke in public,
correct,
to smoke marijuana in public, and that is an offense that invokes a civil fine. And I believe in both states, we're still seeing a racial disparity in terms of those who were being hit with that civil fine.
Right.
So even post-legalization, for as long as there's any, you know, touch point or point of contact between law enforcement and a marijuana user, the disparities continue to persist.
Exactly. And I think it's important to recognize when you raise that is that it's not just the marijuana that's the issue. We're talking about societal issues. And this is not the panacea. It's not the silver bullet. This is one piece in a larger mosaic of reforms that really need to focus on eliminating racial disparities in the criminal justice system and eliminating structural institutional racism and white supremacy. And so when we can get to those deeper core issues, these disparities don't become as prevalent and prominent.
Let me just ask you, you put white supremacy in there. You link an effort to decriminalize marijuana to that it may have some reduction in white supremacy in the criminal justice system?
So when we understand the criminal justice system and how it impacts communities of color, yes, it's a function of white supremacy in this country, and not, you know, white supremacist organizations, but how it plays out in the criminal justice system. And so I think what's important to understand is that when we work at eliminating racial disparities in the criminal justice system, when we work at eliminating racial bias in the people who are prosecuting these laws, we are working at dismantling the overall structure of white supremacy.
Well, Rasan Hall is director of the Racial Justice Program for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts. We'll link to the ACLU's report on racial disparities in marijuana arrests post-decriminalization in Massachusetts. We'll link to that at radioboston.org. Mr. Hall, it was great to have you back. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Megna.
We'll be back. I'm Megna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.